Those who sit on the chairs, please make an effort to keep your spine straight, not to lean. On the long run, your body will suffer more when you are leaning. Sitting all day in a chair is hard on the body without moving. That's why meditation posture is preferable, because it allows the body to lock itself in a correct position. And if you are flexible enough, the body actually is not suffering. Keeping neck straight, shoulders relax. The posture has to be strong, has to have strength, and has to be relaxed, open. The posture of the body and how you feel in your body directly reflects on your consciousness, how you feel inside. Additionally, it helps to open all the channels, subtle channels in the body, which have direct correspondence to how energy flows between the centers of the soul. So what is meditation? What does it mean to be in meditation? It is to awaken and embody the three centers of I Am, three centers of the soul. And through integration of these three centers, to experience oneself in a holistic, complete way as the body of the soul, the body and the consciousness of the soul. Additionally, being in meditation is surrendering, resting, abiding in the beyond. Beyond is the space in which meditation is happening. You can see your body as a gateway, which what it is a gateway to the non-physical dimension of pure subjectivity. Meditation is something very grounded. It's not spacing out. It's not mystical in a naive sense. It is to find within this impermanent, fluctuating, constantly changing nature of existence, permanent ground, something that does not change, does not move, the absolute security, absolute stability. Those who are on the path of meditation, those who are on the true spiritual path, are not those who want to escape, find some hiding place in the mystical realm from the suffering of the world. On the contrary, they are the most grounded human beings. They actually have a ground under their feet. The ground that nothing can shake, nothing can disturb. The additional element in attaining, abiding in the state of meditation is the unification between the me consciousness with the soul. And the essence of this unification is what we refer to as horizontal surrender. That surrender is impossible unless the foundation of I am has been clearly laid inside us. If the soul is not present, the me has no place to surrender to. It must constantly circulate its subconscious or conscious energies of the mind. It survives through movement. Why do you think some of you are constantly thinking? Your me is trying to survive, to perpetuate itself. Some of you are perhaps tired with the work with consciousness. Even some older students have to come back to the work with consciousness. But the truth is that unless you embody the state of silence, unless you transcend your mind, unless you establish yourself totally beyond your me, your consciousness is incomplete. A person who has established consciousness lives in silence. His mind is silent. There are very little thoughts. And they are all contained, embraced by the vast space of consciousness, meaning thinking, intelligence is moving within consciousness, not outside of consciousness. So whether it will take a month, a year, or 10 years, it's up to you, but that work has to be completed. Without the proper foundation of consciousness, what is the use of surrendering to the beyond? Even the heart that is not founded, not linked to pure consciousness, even such a heart is not real. Consciousness can be realized without the heart, not fully, because for its full realization it has to be linked to the soul. But the heart cannot be realized without pure consciousness. It can be opened, but it cannot be realized. The heart can be only actualized in the space of absolute stillness of consciousness. It must be free from the subconsciousness. Otherwise, it immediately will link itself with the lower emotional body, with the mind. Consciousness and heart are absolutely interconnected. They cannot be separated. Consciousness is the illumination of the heart, the illuminating power. The heart links consciousness with the plane of the soul. Everything is interconnected. One element is missing. The whole structure is being disturbed. Some of you are still complaining about being disturbed by the subconscious. You must activate the power, the force inside you that will allow you to cut through the mind, to renounce your lower nature. You can think if you wish, but the thinking must be accompanied by constant embodiment of your true self. It cannot happen outside of who you are. The bliss of the self, the peace, the freedom coming from embodying your pure nature comes with a price. You have to give something back. It's not for free. You cannot keep your old self and gain your new self at the same time. That price is surrender. Surrender is the offering that one has to make to the divine inside oneself in order for the door to our inner light to open up. That surrender is gradual in its nature. If it was sudden, if it was complete from the very beginning, you would not be able to assimilate it. It would kill you. It would prevent you to keep existing as a human. But even though it is gradual, it begins right now. That little self that is so compulsively clinging to itself, obsessed with self-preservation, fears, self-concerns, constantly processing all kind of a mental information, that self has to relax, has to let go of itself. So something much larger can emerge from within. It's not about denying your humanity or your desires, your human needs. It's about letting a deeper force inside you to take care of your existence. In this retreat, as we cultivate the art of surrender, opening up the force of courage through which we can let go of the self-obsessed self, we are learning how to be, how to exist, simply speaking, without the need to think. Empty mind, empty consciousness. It is empty because it is so relaxed in itself. It is not afraid to be in that emptiness, in that not knowing. when each moment of meditation is filled with spiritual meaning. The superficial need to create thoughts is being sublimated, transformed, because there's something much more important happening. Tasting this light of I am, surrendering into the depth of reality. Tasting the bliss inside. Being fascinated by this ultimate adventure of the soul, of returning back home. Enjoying, taking delight in each step of this journey, not only thinking about the future goals, the more you surrender to your true self, the more existence and life will take care of you. We speak about real surrender, not just being suspended, closing your eyes, and remaining in some kind of a numb condition. The soul in this body has little time. In order to become complete, naturally, some higher force has to come into our existence. To manifest such a life where we won't be too distracted by the world of appearances,